Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, we're headed into a game, Monday Night Football, Week 7, Texans-Seahawks, and you're going to be missing one of the veterans for this offense in this challenge you're going to have versus this pretty stout Seahawks defense, and that's Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk was ruled out for this game, dealing with a hamstring. He popped up
Friday.
Randomly.
Well, Thursday, and then...
Was it Thursday that he was on there? I thought he popped out Friday.
Well, Friday he was ruled out. I think he was...
He was ruled out Saturday.
That's right. He was ruled out Saturday.
You're thinking the Friday of the week of the football week because of the slide that happened.
He was.
For Monday Night Football.
Friday's when some reporters were like, don't see Christian Kirk.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, hey, where's this cat at? And then all of a sudden, he is ruled out dealing with the hamstring, the same injury that had him miss a couple of games early on in the season. What changes? What happens with Christian Kirk not in for this game? 713-572-4610. Because, I mean, this is an important one, and we've posited that this is an important game, not just for the offensive line, but also just for the offense in general. The secondary of this of the Seahawks team is good when healthy, and it looks like they're going to be healthy.
They're going to be healthy, and when they got healthy and were showing up at practice, we mentioned also, I think we talked about it in one segment, you know, I was wondering or saying, this needs to be a Nico game. Let's double down on that. Let's triple down on that or quadruple, whatever it is. This Reggie needs to be a Nico game for him, for this offense, to be able to help the run game. You know, the numbers that stand out, because he's had some moments, are that he's still 38th or was going into the weekend 38th in the NFL in receiving. That's not what an elite receiver needs to be. It's not altogether his fault.
Yeah, it's that circumstance. I would very much less use that total against
him. But nevertheless, he's not getting the yards and catches. You know, he has 22 catches going into this game. Dalton Schultz has 21. It needs to be a Nico game, even more so with Kirk injured. And there's a number of reasons for that. I feel it obviously is if he against the zone defense, and the Seahawks love to run a zone defense, but then now they're healthy, so they'll be better. Nico is the best and most experienced at doing that. And no Christian Kirk. You know, no Christian Kirk magnifies that.
Right. And Christian Kirk, the benefit that he was supposed to have is like the veteran ability that he has to make some of those decisions in the slot for an offense that relies on the mind of that slot receiver to really make good decisions there. In steps, I imagine, how certain are you, Jalen Noel? Or do you think this ends up being one of those games where you see
more Xavier Hutchinson kind of step in as more of a big slot? Because we've seen some of that happen at times where we've been asking, where is Jalen Knoll?
Well, Jalen Knoll is going to step in. It's a matter of how much. You know, how much do they trust him to be able to carry a bigger load of responsibility? But at the same time, I think they probably trust Xavier Hutchinson more. You look at the receiving stats here. It's very interesting, you know, how they've kind of ebbed and flowed over the course of the season in terms of who they're trusting more. I would say you're going to see more Jalen Knoll and really Jaden Higgins simply coming off the bye week. I mean, let's remember that. They've had more – they've got the sample size of what they have done, those players, the younger players, you know, in the Ravens game and at the end of the Titans game. And now they've had 2 weeks, or coaches have had whatever, 10 days, to really sort of implement that in this game plan. I expect more of the young guys, but it still needs to be a Nico game because they're young guys. You know, how much are you going to really trust him?
Yeah, I feel like you go for, obviously, Nico is one you lean on heavily. This also feels like a Dalton Schultz game, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it was already a Dalton Schultz game, yeah. But even more so if you're talking about guys that can attack the middle of the field and Christian Kirk is out. Whoever you have in that slot obviously will still be doing those things, and you want to be able to have them involved. But it even ups the already prominent role that Dalton Schultz has in finding those spaces. Again, this is a team that's going to play a lot of zone, as you've mentioned. During the course of this extended week leading into this game. And Dalton Schultz is a tight end that is very comfortable finding the soft spot in the zone. It's one of the things that you could say, if you could find some superpower or thing that he does well, he finds a soft spot in the zone, and they've clicked. Him and CJ have. That's going to need to be big. I'm also one of the things, before I talk about the criticism that I have in thinking about the Christian Kirk thing, looking at the injury report in general, Elijah Huzzy has also been ruled out for this, the cornerback coming back from his knee injury, so he won't be playing even though he was a full participant at practice. Questionable designations on Danico Autry and Jalen Reed, those guys possibly returning from injured reserve. For the Seahawks, this was interesting.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Some of the guys that we were talking about secondary-wise, Tariq Woolen, coming back from concussion, no designation. He will be playing, and he's a good one to play against. And then Jerron Reed, the defensive tackle, no designation. Leonard Williams, defensive end, no designation. The guys who have designations, who I think will play anyways. Devin Witherspoon, cornerback, I think he still plays anyways.
I think he said he's going to play.
He's really solid. Yeah. And then Julian Love, safety. Again, it feels like he would play. So all these talented secondary players. We were talking about them maybe coming back. The designations would lean you to believe that they're coming back. So this actually does place a good, I think, a good focus on that slot position. Who plays? Do you think Braxton Berrios actually gets active and has an opportunity to play?
Because I hadn't thought about that.
I was out of Saturday at the Kirby Ice House over there in the Heights. You know, Sean had a watch party. I went out and popped out.
That might be good, actually.
And we were chatting, and somebody was like, so what's Braxton Berrios' role on this team?
Yeah.
It feels like if he does not play in this week, it does make that question even more prominent. What's his role here?
I hadn't thought of it, and I think that question does become bigger if he doesn't play. Yeah. Well, then there might be some injury thing going on, of course, as well. But this is the one thing that I think is most important for tonight's game. And it might be a little bit of a critique, if you will, on this Texans offense as well as it's done the last couple of games. Like, force feed the ball sometimes to your best player. You know, C.J. Stroud goes to the line of scrimmage, and we've talked about it. It's all about reads, and if they're playing this coverage, then we'll get him the ball. No, sometimes you just got to – say, I'm throwing it to Nico.
Does that fit, though, with the game that
you
have here?
It doesn't fit with their style.
Well, not even just their style. Yeah. The game that you have here, because I understand what you're talking about, being good against the zone, but if this is going to be a game where there's a possibility for interior pressure, it feels like you need to go quicker rather than longer. And I feel like if you're locked in on a particular receiver, you might increase the time to throw for C.J. Stroud in a way that feels opposite of what you would need to do, which is find the open guy and get it out and take the yardage that's there for you.
You might, but who was the player that had the 23 targets, 16? I'm not saying go to that extreme.
Jamar Chase.
Thursday night.
You know, the Texans have a very much, and they've given it to C.J. Stroud, read what you take what you can get. I know it's a cliche, but take what you can get, read the defense, and then, you know, make the call to get the ball to the right players, the big playmakers like Nico Collins. I'm saying sometimes, even if it's a quick release, as you're talking about, even if it's a 50-50 ball, outside shoulder, or down the make it happen. Force it sometimes because you don't have the weapons at the receiver position that are proven.
I like in theory it hits my brain and I'm like, yeah, get the ball to Nico, especially in a game where you have more younger guys in there who will probably be facing off against better defensive back competition than they played early on in the season.
Yeah.
But also when I start breaking it down, for some reason it doesn't fully jive for what I was talking. So I'm like, I'll be very interested to see which way they ultimately go about it. And like I said, which of these guys they ultimately decide to lean their efforts into. Do they lean on the experience of Braxton Berrios?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that can be rough is those option routes where if you make a bad decision on, I thought you were breaking in and you broke out or what have you, to oversimplify, obviously, that's where turnovers can happen. And this is a game where you can't afford to have turnovers, right? So, but again, CJ hasn't played as much or with some of these other guys that had that, you know, pitch and catch with nearly as many of those other guys. So I do wonder who they decide to lean on. I could easily see them seeing this being a game where they lean back to, obviously, Nico, Dalton, and you see a lot more Xavier Hutchinson, who they've trusted a lot this year.
Now, let me ask you about Christian Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Several texts coming in. Kirk is out. Really, after a bye week? Is that a wasted offseason pickup? And then another one was pretty cool. Christian Kirk is the guy who comes back from vacation and calls in sick.
Which is a guy who I would love to be, honestly. Like, I have real respect for that guy in real life. But, of course, when you're watching football, it doesn't really hit you. I mean, you saw what I wrote down in the document this weekend when I found out that Christian Kirk was ruled out. Does this feel like a negative mark on the Caserio acquisition ledger? Because, like, we've all been looking at the Caserio acquisition ledger and, oh, that's one that worked. Ooh, I don't know about that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
It starts because the whole idea is early on, you need somebody with experience to help jumpstart this. He's had a hamstring injury that's hit a couple of times. Now, of course, I don't know how much you can predict a hamstring, but ultimately, that's games that you're missing from one of these guys that's supposed to be a stabilizing force for your offense.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think time will tell that, and we'll have to make that decision over a longer period of time, but especially with the seeming reticence to throw Noel into the deep end of let him, you know, demonstrate his capabilities on the stage, it does highlight that. And so I don't know that I'm willing to get to the place where I go, yes, definitely a negative mark, but it's there in the back of my head in a way that I'm not comfortable with.
I totally agree. He played the one criticism, critique you had of Christian Kirk coming in was, yeah, he's missing games lately. Only played 12 games in 23. Only played 8 games in last season, and he's only played 3 games this year. So
I always feel bad about an injury-prone conversation. And I will say, you had that criticism, and I was like, nah, these are like, these don't feel like those injuries. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this isn't really the same injuries that he was dealing with. Like, last one was the collarbone break. Mm-hmm. This is soft tissue versus a break that's different.
Yeah.
Lower half versus upper half, different parts. But ultimately, the same result is there. Christian Kirk's not playing tonight.
Right.
And so we'll have to see how they overcome. Again, another instance in which, what does Nick Caley do? What does D'Amico Ryans decide to do when it comes to executing and utilizing their personnel? Because I think it shows up very big on that offensive side of the ball, which I think they have the biggest test tonight in Seattle. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where there's a big-time new contract happening for the Rockets before they start
their season. Congratulations, Reggie.
You think I signed to the Rockets? You think I would be here if I signed to the Rockets? You know who it is. KD gets his extension. Let's talk about that more next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.